It was heading towards an unpleasant Christmas for Bernd Bentzen and his mate, Paul Bjørvig. They were snowbound in a cave at Franz Josef Land, with a storm blowing outside and nearly minus 30 inside. They had been there for several weeks to look after provisions and equipment for Walter Wellmann's expedition, and with strict instructions not to eat from the stores. Their miserable home was a cave, made in part of rocks and in part of snow, with an outstretched walrus skin as a roof. The only source of heat was burning walrus blubber for cooking. And Bentzen was sick. He coughed and shivered in his sleeping bag, had a sore throat, and could hardly eat. Bjørvig looked after him with the few means they had, but could do little more than keep his mate company. Bernd Bentzen, who had also accompanied Fridtjof Nansen on his expedition to the North Pole, was a mark of death in the inhospitable land. He was frozen, suffering from fever, and fantasizing about his childhood friend Hans. "No, no, Paul, don't put it there. There has to be space for Hans," he could say. After several weeks of illness, enough was enough. Bentzen died on the 2nd of January, 1899. Bjørvig lay and heard a polar bear rummaging on the roof. But the polar bear was not going to eat his friend, oh no. Instead, he kept the corpse with him in the cave, in his sleeping bag. And during the long, frozen weeks, Bjørvig had a dead man with him. Bernd Bentzen had a loyal mate. Wellmann returned in February and was alarmed to discover that Bentzen hadn't been buried. "But why haven't you buried him?" asked Wellmann. "Because I promised not to bury him," replied Paul Bjørvig, and offered Wellmann a cup of coffee.